All right, everybody, welcome to our case study today. I'm here with Cody and Chloe Dennison. Cody and Chloe are members of our Shopify implementation program, and I'm excited to have them on today. They like to have a good time. They have, in a matter of 8 weeks, gone from thinking about e-commerce and trying to set up a store to now having a store that's doing anywhere between $1,500 and $2,000 per day in sales. And it did not happen right away. Initially, they couldn't find any momentum, and then they found a good product and got our help scaling up. So I'm going to talk to them about how they did it and get some good kind of nuggets for those of you watching and who have considered this. So before we get into it, Cody, Chloe, why don't you guys tell everybody what y'all were doing, just a brief 30 seconds before this, and then how you kind of discovered this whole e-commerce world.
Okay, I'll go first. So before I was doing this, I'm actually an illustrator. I work as an illustrator from home. And I was looking for a way to supplement my income. And while I was on Facebook, you start, becoming exposed to all of these ads in relation to different ways of making money online. And that's when I came across Jeremy's ad on Facebook, and there was just something about it, the way he created the ad, that caught my interest. And then I went from there, and that's how I discovered the program. Yeah.
Cool.
And Chloe discovered the program as well. Yeah.
So you guys weren't, it's not like you guys were, had been doing, because some people we work with, they've bought in like e-commerce course after course. They've been trying like 10 different things. You guys were kind of focused on your own lives, your own businesses. And then you saw it and you're like, you know what, this looks pretty appealing. And then you started trying to maybe set up a store, and you saw our ad. I'm sure you're getting our emails. And then like, what triggered you to be like, you know what, I'm gonna actually apply and really consider doing this program? Because let's be real, guys, the internet is full of junk and just, I'm like, it's hard to separate yourselves. It's hard for us to stand out because there's just so much fluff. So what made you guys really be like, we're gonna step out and we're gonna give this a shot?
So for me, what really stuck out in my mind in relation to being interested in the program was seeing the case study videos, like the one that
like
doing
this
now.
One?
Which is so surreal, because I remember watching the videos with Chloe and we were just kind of like, oh man, that could be us one day. And it's crazy because now here we are.
So it's funny because before we started recording, I was telling, Cody was telling me that about, hey, the case studies really, really resonated. And, they thought to themselves, maybe we'll be a case study one day. And here we are, on the call doing a case study. So that's pretty cool, to watch.
It's like a video within a video. Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I'm sitting here now and it feels like I'm watching a case study. Like, I'm not actually in the case study.
It's you, man. Knock on the screen. It's you. Cool. So, all right, cool. So you guys talk to our team. You guys take the plunge, which I know is not easy to do. And, it's a commitment. Not just monetarily, but, we tell you, hey, look, you guys need to give us 3 to 4 hours a day. You guys are going to struggle. We're going to help you. But you come in and it's like bam, 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 bam. Like, you do a kickoff call, right? And then within like a week, you do a store setup call. So within like 2 hours, you have like a fully functional store. And then you do an ad setup call. So like, then you get your reporting and your ad set up right from the start. And then you do an ads review call. And then from there, it just sort of varies. And that's the benefit of having like a coaching program. So we can talk about the good all day long, but let's talk about the bad for a sec. You guys were testing products, running ads, spending money, and you guys, you were making sales, but you guys weren't getting any momentum. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so when we first came into the program, like, I had a basic understanding of what the process involved with dropshipping. And, based on the case studies I'd watched before coming into the program, I knew that like all you need is just one product. Like one product can kind of turn the whole game around for you. And so I was just like, oh man, piece of cake. Like so it's a numbers game, right? So it's like, okay, well I'll do 3 products a day and I'll, you know, like flesh out the product page, make it absolutely amazing. And you know, this will be a piece of cake. So if I do like 3 products a day, 2 weeks into it, I'll have my winning product, you know, no worries. And then I'll be like one of these case study videos because I found my winning product so quick. But that wasn't the case. That was not the case. So we ended up using the strategy still. So we were testing like 3 products a day, but we were testing 3 products a day, like basically right up to like the final weeks of the program. And so the closer we got towards the final weeks of the program, the more desperate we became. And so we're just like, oh man, like, is this even gonna work? Like, who are these people that Jeremy was doing case studies on? Were they even telling the truth?
Were they paid actors? Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, exactly. We just like had all these doubts in our mind, and like luckily like Lisa was there, and like she was just like, you know, trying to talk some sense into us. And Lisa, by the way, is like this amazing you know, coach who helps with like the mentality that you need in order to, you know, really make this thing work. And so you know, after having a chat with Lisa, she went above and beyond to put me on a call with one of the other coaches, Tudor. And Tudor was kind of, you know, really kind enough while he was on holiday to like do a call with me and to kind of walk me through the process of like how we can sort of, you know, maybe flip one of the products that looked like a potential product into a winning product. And so this was like, I think like maybe week 7. And like I listened to Tudor, I used his strategy, and like the next day, like it just doubled. And so, I was just like.
So I'll stop right there because this is actually, I forgot about this. This is where it gets interesting. And so by the way, Cody mentioned Lisa. Lisa is she's an administrator for us and our team, but also she's an accountability and mindset coach, which is so important on a journey like this and in a program like this, because not only is she checking in and assigning homework and, hey, what's going on? Are you doing this? Did you do that? But it's also when you run and you hit a wall, it's having somebody who's experienced in that area of mindset to talk to and just be like, look, I'm frustrated and I don't know what I'm doing wrong. And to have somebody that can kind of just, you know, talk you through that. And I feel like that's so overlooked in business. And when you just buy maybe like a $500 course or $1,000, you know, course where you don't have any support, is, you know, you lose that. You don't have that mindset capability of somebody to talk through. But
yeah, it does help. Like every week she would send an email. She's like, hey, just like checking up, seeing how things going. And like, unless you're super proactive in like, you know, chasing these things up, you're not really going to take that incentive to really hit up the coaches. So it was nice at least it kind of did that every week with an email. And like, it was funny because if you like look at the trajectory of the emails, it's like, yeah, things are going well, you know, just testing. And then as the weeks progressed, it was just like, oh man, what's going on? This program sucks. You know, where are we failing? We've done everything that you talked us through, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? And then like, she's just there. She's just, look, you know, you just got to follow the program and it will happen.
Yeah, you have to have faith.
Yeah. And like, she really walks you through that. And like, if you don't have someone there that can help with that, then you kind of get lost in the haze of like your doubt and your fears. And that's an awful place to operate from. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And then I remember Tudor telling me this. So Tudor's one of our coaches. He was on vacation and he went on to do a review call to look at your ads. And I remember he messaged me and he pointed out, he's like, hey, look, I looked at Cody's ads and Cody and Chloe's ads, and they had something like, I think it was a couple of ad sets that you guys didn't realize were better than you thought. Or there was some momentum again with customized coaching, right? Where we can actually work with, you know, students one-on-one. You know, if we had never got on that call and saw that, there's a good chance you guys may be still kind of in that nothing's working phase. But you get on that call, he sees that, he tells you what to do, And then like within the next few days, suddenly you have a product doing like $400 or $500 a day in sales, right?
Yeah, yeah. And that's exactly what happened because, and that's the thing, like throughout the program, like you are looking at Facebook ads yourself and you're sort of getting a feel for what you should be looking for and like using the strategies that you teach in the program, you sort of do have an awareness. But unfortunately, like at least for us, we didn't have the experience. So that's where Tudor came in and he was just like, oh, hold on a sec. You actually might have something here. And I was just like, what? Really? And he's like, yeah. And as soon as he said that, I was just like, oh. And so, yeah, we got super excited about that.
So you guys, so I remember, because I remember your post in the group, you guys were doing like $400 to $500 a day in sales. And then that's kind of when the fun begins. It's like, we were just talking about this before we started recording. So the funny thing about this business, or really any business, is you go from like making nothing and you're like, if I could just make, you know, $200 a day, or just make $500 a day. And then you get there and it's like, you're not satisfied, right? It's like, it's not, you're not greedy. It's just, you have higher expectations for yourself.
Yeah.
So you guys, yeah. I remember you're like, hey, look, you know, how do I scale this up even more? So you get on another coaching call. And next thing I know, you guys have almost a $2,000 day, like within a couple days. And then you kind of settled in that sweet spot of, you know, maybe the 1500 ish per day. So what I like to do is, you know, give a little bit of value to those watching and not just, you know, people enjoy these case studies, but you know, you don't have to give away, you know, any big secrets, but as far as going from like nothing to like 500 to like 1500 within a matter of days, what do you think was a key to scaling like that? Maybe a little ad strategy that you found useful, that's, you know, not giving away too much, but something you think others would find value in.
Yeah, okay, so first of all, what is super interesting is when you do find a winning product, how quickly you can, you know, change your revenue. And like it literally happens overnight. So going back to Tudor's call, I implemented the strategies that he gave me and that allowed us to go from like 200 to like 400 to 500. And then a couple of days after that, I had another call with Jay and then he was able to then double it again. And then I was just like, wow, that's amazing. And both of these guys, they kind of provided two different strategies. The one that Tudor was focusing more on was really, I'll go to Jay. So Jay's was basically looking at scaling in either two methods. So you can either scale horizontally or vertically. And so he was recommending to scale horizontally at the time, which I did. And that allowed me to double what was 500 into, well, actually triple it, because we did 1500 the next day, from 500 to 1500. Which is crazy.
Yeah, so my mistake, you guys tripled, not doubled. So
yeah, that's right. Yeah, we actually tripled it. Yeah, now that I think about it, we tripled it. so yeah, with Tudor, you know what? I don't even really remember the strategy that he gave me, but it was
it happened fast,
like within 24
hours. It was
hours.
To do with the ad. It was to be less salesy, I think.
Oh, they're like the ad creator
itself.
Yeah,
the ad creator, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, wow. Like that was definitely part of it, but then it was the way the ad set was set up. Anyways.
So so here's what's cool. You guys actually had an ad doing well, but our coach was like, hey, let's turn the sales notch down a little bit and see, try a new ad. And then that helped you guys. And then, so for those watching, they're thinking, what's horizontal scaling, what's vertical? We could go into a long discussion, but horizontal is you're just like, you know, you're scaling this way where, you know, maybe you're testing new interests or you're testing different, doing different placements, you're doing different ages, you're doing different countries, kind of in verticals where you're just kind of increasing your, maybe you're taking stuff that's working and you're just increasing the budget. It's more detailed than that, but you guys found success, you know, kind of going horizontal and maybe keeping a little bit of smaller budgets and just spreading it out over a bunch of ad sets, which is cool. Okay, and then I like to talk about profit. I think people kind of ignore that. They think like, oh, they're just talking revenue. So you guys are, you told me you guys are doing somewhere around what's your profit at the end of the day after your ad cost, your product cost, and anything else, somewhere around 500 to 600 per day, right?
Yeah, that's right. So our profits at the moment are hovering around 35-40%, which is really good for us because we're basically replacing like Chloe's income within a couple of days now, which is insane. Which is really
that's
insane.
That's awesome, guys. That's very good.
Yeah, and awesome. You know, I'm trying to reserve the amount I want to jump out of my skin right now, but it is super exciting. Yeah, it really
so
is.
So you guys, cool. So you're making enough to replace Chloe's income. And I just had this discussion, guys. Like I like to keep it really realistic. So, you know, if you can maintain that steady flow, 500, 600, maybe 700, maybe 1,000 a day, if you can get up there, and then get into like a peak season, like quarter four, you know, or even you get into like, you know, depending on what time of year it is, it could be Mother's Day, Father's Day. There's times of the year where you can see that spike. If you can just keep that even flow and make, you know, 500 or 1,000 bucks a day, and then like, let's say quarter four, you guys get that up to like 3, 4, 5 grand a day, you know, for 2 months, that adds up very quickly and can make your entire year. But here's the thing I like to express. So you guys were really down. You guys weren't succeeding. You were spending money on ads, and now you. So what I tell people, it's so hard to see, is that once you find that winner and you scale up, the money you spent on ads that did not work, it's like it evaporates so quickly. So let's say you guys are making, let's say 500. Let's just say 500 on the low end per day in profit. But let's say before you got to that point, you guys had spent 2,000 on ads without any success. So you're like, man, we wasted 2 grand. Well, within 4 days of your winning product, you guys made that 2 grand back, and now you're in profit, right?
Yeah.
So if you can keep that mindset and understand your ads are an investment in your buying data, and that once you find that winner, you're gonna just basically make back that ad spend quickly, then you guys see how fast it happened. You guys probably made back everything you spent on ads. I don't know for sure, but what, within 5 days, within 7 days max?
Yeah, definitely.
I think we only spent about 1,200 on ads, so.
No, it was more than that.
Was it?
No, it was more than that.
So what's it, 1,500, 2,000?
It was at least 2,000. And the thing is, like, because we're in Australia as well, like, it's actually more because we're doing everything in American currency in USD.
But you guys were making sales on that way, so it's not like you spent 2,000 with no sales. It's just that you weren't profitable.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
So
So
maybe it's closer to like 1,500 or 1,200 that you lost in the testing phase.
Yeah.
So if that's the case,
you're not actually losing the money either. And like you said, like if you maintain that mentality of like, this is testing, this is an investment, which it is, because like you're learning like what to see in the ads as you're doing them. And you're also testing to see what works and what doesn't work. And like with your guidance, it definitely helps in order for you to really interpret the data that you're getting, you know, through your Facebook ads. But it's definitely an investment for sure. It's hard though, because at the time you're like,
yeah, you feel like you're blown. I know, I get it. So I it's just hard to that flip that switch, that mindset. But once you find that winner, it's like that all that money that you wasted is you make it all back, and then you're profiting. You know, and you guys are on pace. Let's say you guys average 500 a day. You know, you're looking at 500 profit per day. I'm not talking about revenue. You guys are looking at a business that brings in, you know, 3,500 a week in profit, or, you know, 14, 15 grand a month. And that is, you know, I think sometimes
that's killer income. Like that's so good. Like
we I talk about this all the time. I think I call it the lottery effect. It's like when the lottery is like $500 million, like everybody plays, right?
Yeah.
But then when it's like 10 million, it's like not as appealing, but it's like, you know, it's like, oh, I only win 10 million. It's not worth it, right? So it's the same thing here. It's like people see others doing like, let's say a million or 500,000 or 2 million. And they think like, oh, I'm just making 15 grand a month. And it's like, come on, guys. Like, you know, it's life changing money, right? So so it's cool to keep that mentality. You don't need to make, you know, maybe you don't need to make $1 million. Maybe, you know, hey, an extra $500-$600 profit per day is powerful, you know, for lifestyle. So congrats.
It makes a massive difference. It really does. Because, like, for us, like, having that kind of money, like, it literally is life-changing because Chloe's got her ambitions, I've got mine, and, like, to have this money, it really does create a lot of freedom for us. And, like, our plan is to ultimately get Chloe... Can I say this?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, no one from work's going to bloody see this anyways. So, like, the goal is for her to leave work so she can finally pursue her goal of being, like, a full-time naturopath, you know. And for me, it's to pursue my own creative goals. And, like, this money is allowing us to do that. And, yeah, like, I'm getting a bit emotional because... it's been like so long that we've been trying to get to this point.
Yeah.
And so it's really cool to be able to finally do that.
Yeah, guys, yeah. It's not, unfortunately on the internet, people think it's not just, I want to make money and sit in my pajamas and buy stuff online and sit on the beach. Like, you know, people have goals. You guys have aspirations to improve your lifestyle. Maybe you guys want to support charities. Maybe you guys, there's tons of things that it can do to upgrade a lifestyle. And what's cool is that you guys are running a cool little business that makes income, and then you guys are able in turn to, you know, upgrade your lifestyle in ways that are important to you, you know, not just buy a car or anything like that. So last thing, guys, we have a lot of people who watch these videos and they're like, yeah, but that would never be me, or yeah, but, you know, he got lucky, or it's a scam. Just what do you tell somebody who's considering a program like this, number one, and just in general, like, commitment level, and two, about working with our team specifically? What would you tell them?
Okay, so first of all, you know, if you're there watching me in this case study right now, it's really hard to express this to you, but I was exactly where you are right now. And I was the person that you are right now watching me thinking, oh, like, if that could be me in the future, then, you know, I should give this a shot. And if that sounds like you, then you should do it, because, yeah, it's just, you should just do it, because it is literally life changing. And we did it within the time frame of the program, which is crazy. And it was right at the last quarter, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That we were able to flip it around. And it happened so quickly, like, once we found that winning product. And with the coaches, they help you as much as possible in every aspect. They help you with the mental game. They help you interpret your Facebook ads. They help with your website and everything that's related to setting this business up. They help you with that. So, you know, don't sit on the fence. Just do it.
I think an important thing to mention as well is before we decide to go with you, Jeremy, we actually looked at two programs, one other program, and Cody actually had like a similar interview experience, and they were a little bit cheaper, only a couple of grand cheaper, but they were offering a lot less coaching. It was only about two coaching sessions, and the reason why we decided to go with you was because of all of the coaching that you provide. It's so many different people that can provide, I guess, so much valuable advice. So without that coaching, I don't think we probably would have gotten to where we have been. So I think we made a really good decision going with you because of that. So.
You think so?
I think so.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'm cutting that part out. You guys know so, right?
Yeah, right. We know so.
So what's cool is that I never will talk down about any other program. There's some great programs out there related to e-commerce and other stuff, but this has evolved, guys. So when I started, we didn't have all the coaches. We had the content. I was in there. I think we had one other coach. And what I realized is that to get people results, they need a bunch of things. They need accountability. They need somebody to work with them on their mindset. They need coaches in all areas of tech. So one of the things is, you know, we can show people how to build a great store, but it's like, they're not gonna do it or they're gonna get stuck. So it's like, why not hire a coach that spends a couple hours and builds the store with you on a call, and then that's done, right? Then you have no excuse, everything from the logo to your products to your apps, right? And then coaches for the ads to help you set up your ads and your reporting, and then to review it all. And then the weekly calls, you know, where you can ask questions and troubleshoot. So what I realized is when we incorporated all that, yes, my overhead went very high, right? But you know, because I have to pay all the coaches, but the results we get are amazing, So people who are truly dedicated to making this work and come in are very dedicated. So in turn, we're able to bring in, you know, a good amount of students that are really motivated and ready to go. They get the support they need. So it works together. But I appreciate that because our coaches will appreciate hearing that because they do, you know, take your success very seriously. You know, you guys aren't a number. We literally have group chats where we're talking about students. So-and-so struggling here. I think they need help here. So guys, all I can say is, what is it?
Your coaches are the best. Like everyone that's on your team is so good. And like, you do get to know them over the course of the program and they generally know who you are. And you're aware that there's other people in the program, but every time you're on the call with them, it's personalized. Like, you know that they know your situation. Mm-hmm. And like, you really appreciate that level of like intimacy with everyone. And you end up building like a relationship with everyone that feels cool because you feel like you're getting the support they actually need. You know, it's not just like a random person that's calling you every once in a while because they're the Facebook expert or they're the the technical expert or whatever. Like, they're there to genuinely help, which is really awesome. It's really good. Because awesome. In this business, it's definitely like it can feel like it's an isolated game. You know what I mean? Yeah. And to know that there's a team there, it's really nice.
Yeah. Cool. Well, guys, all I can say is, and for those watching, Cody and Chloe are a great story, and congrats on your success. None of this can happen if you guys don't execute and if you guys don't continue to push when things don't go right. So on our end, we want to thank you guys for that, for putting in the work and accepting the coaching and trusting our team and really implementing and trusting the process. And people will enjoy this case study. So thank you guys once again for coming on.
All right. Thank you, Jeremy. I'm glad we did it.
We are.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. See ya.